Are you being evaluated this year? Hey, special ed teacher. In today's episode, I'll be talking all about what you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. But before we get into it, if you haven't yet, go ahead and grab your free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help you feel prepared before your next meeting. I'll go ahead and leave a link in the show notes. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. In today's episode, I'll be going more into depth with 1, engaging tools and scaffolds, 2, learning targets, 3, success criteria, 4, motivational hook, 5, teaching strategy, 6, check for understanding, 7, closure, and last but not least, 8, patience with yourself. This year was my time to be evaluated. Yay! I swear I feel like I've been evaluated almost every year since I gave birth to my youngest son 6 years ago. Well, back then I took an extended leave, which changed my evaluation years, which resulted into that. But anyway, it's that time of year again, and I thought it would be great to share what I included in my lesson when my administrator evaluated me. We had a debriefing meeting, and I'm very happy with the feedback that I received, but that wasn't always the case. When being evaluated my first year and the first few years, I was always a nervous wreck. When creating my lesson plans, I wanted to ensure I filled every little part correctly. At times, I was unsure of how to lay out my lesson. I would try to plan these elaborate new lessons that I wanted to wow my administrator with. I would be up late when the days got closer for me to be observed. I would look for materials, create something new, and prep posters and materials before that day. When it was time for my lesson, I was always so nervous and sweating bullets. I wanted it to go perfectly. I hoped I would say everything correctly that I needed during the lesson, hoping that my students understood what I was teaching, and then praying so hard that my students would be on their best behavior. And if it didn't, I would feel like a complete failure. I put so much pressure on myself. It took many failed attempts and supportive administrators to realize that I don't need to do that to myself. I am doing the best that I can with what I have. And just as long as the students are learning and having fun, I've done my job. After being evaluated for the past 15 years, I have learned what to include in my lesson plans when being observed. So if you're being evaluated this year, here are 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation as a special ed teacher. For the first step is engaging tools and scaffolds. What teaching tools will keep your students engaged? Let's start with which teacher tools will you be using during your lesson? Starting from the type of paper you'll use, what kind of lined paper, posters, different colored markers. What about effective student materials? Can you use graphic organizers, manipulatives, rulers, place value blocks? Depending on the lesson, That will help guide you with what materials you need. Knowing what to prep will save you time and allow you to avoid those moments of where is this or that during your lesson, which has happened to me plenty of times. So for number one are engaging tools and scaffolds. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation as a special ed teacher. For the second step is learning targets. This is also known as your learning objective. What will your students be learning? You'll choose the subject and area. Your teaching standards are a great starting point to begin what you'll be teaching. It could be letter identification or citing evidence in a reading passage. Here's a tip. You don't have to teach the entire teaching standard. We know those standards are long and often identifies 2 or more skills that the student is to learn. As a special education teacher, I've noticed that choosing 1 skill from that standard is enough. So for number 2 is a learning target. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. For the third step is a success criteria. The success criteria is what the students will say, do, or write to display that they have met the learning target. For example, the students can choose the correct letter orally when presented with 2 letters, or the students can highlight the correct sentence when citing evidence from a passage. Decide what the students can do to prove they've learned the lesson's objective. So for number 3 is a success criteria. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. The 4th step is a motivational hook. This is also known as an anticipatory set. A motivational hook uses the student's prior knowledge at the beginning of a lesson. It's exactly what it sounds like. What can you start the lesson with to hook the student's attention? For my lesson observation this year, I started with the question, "Did you know that the month of March is to celebrate women in history?" Then I presented a bubble map and asked the students, "What women do you know that are famous in history?" It was great. The students were highly engaged and started naming women like Rosa Parks and Amelia Earhart. Depending on the grade level you teach, think about a good question that you know the student would be able to understand and that you can use as a lead-in to the lesson. So for number 4 is a motivational hook. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. For step number 5 is a teaching strategy. Now comes the teaching part. How will you be presenting your lesson? What posters do you need? And what will you be presenting? For my lesson, I used a short passage from readworks.org. I have used this website for years. It is amazing. I can determine what grade level passage to use and how long it can be. And the best part is, it's free. I will link it in the show notes. My students in my small group mainly perform at the second grade level, so I chose a comprehension passage at that level. This is a strategy that all my students are already familiar with. We all read the questions first. There were about 8 before we even read the passage. Then we go back and read the passage together. It is a completely guided lesson. Here's another tip. Do a lesson that you are already doing with your students, something they are already familiar with. Do not reinvent the wheel and think of a new laborious lesson that will only complicate things for you and your students. Trust me on this. I've done this and it was a struggle trying to teach the students something new during a lesson observation. It was embarrassing and only left me more nervous and sweaty at the end of that lesson, especially since the students didn't understand what to do in the first place. I also love this lesson strategy, I do, we do, you do, which is known as the gradual release strategy. For instance, if it's a math calculation addition problem that involves regrouping, you can show how to do it first, which is the I do. When presenting another problem, this is when you can do the we do part, where you do it with the students together. And then with the third addition problem you present, the you do, where the students will independently solve the problem. So for number five is your teaching strategy. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation as a special ed teacher. For step number 6 is check for understanding. How will you ensure the student understands the material? You can present another problem, then do a quick observation, or have the students do a fast assessment with a set of problems they can do independently. So for number 6 is to check for understanding. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. For step number 7 is a closure. Next is the closure of the lesson. To do this, you would review the learning target and success criteria from the beginning of the lesson. When going through the success criteria, you can have the students answer it by giving you a thumbs up or down, or I even tell them you can give me a sideways thumb to show if they kind of understood the lesson. So for number 7 is a closure. Being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation. For the last step is patience with yourself if student behavior occurs. All right, we teach special education, and I completely understand that you want your observation to be perfect. But remember, we teach kids. Things are bound to happen. And if it does, that is your reality. Admin needs to understand what you and your staff do on a daily basis. But of course, still plan if negative behaviors do occur. Communicate with your staff that you'll have your observation in advance and have them be extra ready to assist you if those behaviors happen. So for number 8, be patient with yourself if student behavior occurs. I hope today's tips help you with planning your next observation lesson. So to recap, being evaluated this year, 8 things you must include in your lesson plan before your next observation as a special ed teacher. For number 1 is engaging tools and scaffolds. Number 2, a learning target. Number 3, success criteria. Number 4, a motivational hook. Number 5, a teaching strategy. Number 6, check for understanding. Number 7, a closure. And last but not least, number 8, patience with yourself if student behavior occurs. If this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to join our Facebook group and let me know which one of these steps you are still struggling with the most. You can go ahead and join us at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. Also, don't forget, if you haven't yet, go ahead and grab your free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help you feel prepared before your next meeting. I'll go ahead and leave the link in the show notes. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.